The origin of the CLC. One aspect of the discussion surrounding the joint statement, which will again be before us at our 2020 convention, is how much importance to give to the events that took place around the period 1955 to 1961 that led to the formation of the CLC. In this 7-part series, Professor Emeritus David Lau provides a digest of these events, excerpt from his book, Out of Necessity. We urge all CLC members and particularly convention delegates to refamiliarize themselves with this important period in our fellowship's history. This part in the series is entitled The 1955 Conventions of the WELS and ELS. From 1920 until 1963, the Synodical Conference had 4 member synods, the Wisconsin Synod, the Missouri Synod, the Norwegian Synod, later called the ELS, and the Slovak Synod. The Common Confession. The differences between the synods came to a head in the 1952 meeting of the Synodical Conference. The debate centered on whether the Common Confession did, in fact, resolve the past doctrinal differences between the Synodical Conference and the American Lutheran Church. By a vote of 154 to 62, the delegates voted to postpone action until Missouri Synod and the American Lutheran Church could present Part 2 of the Common Confession. This postponement of action was unacceptable to the representatives of the Wisconsin Synod and the Norwegian Synod. The Wisconsin Synod delegates met after the convention and solemnly stated, "We therefore declare, in order to guard our own faith and to remain true to our God, that though we do not at this time disavow our fellowship with the Missouri Synod in the Synodical Conference, yet because of the confessional basis on which the synods of the Synodical Conference have jointly stood so far, has been seriously impaired by the Common Confession. We continue to uphold our protest and to declare that the Missouri Synod, by retaining the Common Confession and using it for further steps toward union with the ALC, is disrupting the Synodical Conference. Hence, we find ourselves in a state of confession." The Norwegian Synod's 1955 Convention Resolution. In 1955, both the Norwegian Synod and the Wisconsin Synod held conventions. The Norwegian Synod met first and passed the following resolutions. "We hereby declare with deepest regret that fellowship relations with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod are suspended on the basis of Romans 16:17. And that the exercise of such relations cannot be resumed until the offenses contrary to the doctrine we have learned have been removed by them in a proper manner." In spite of this resolution, however, the Norwegian Synod continued its membership in the Synodical Conference, and through that relationship continued its fellowship with the Missouri Synod. If the Wisconsin Synod had taken the same step as the Norwegian Synod in the 1955 convention, the Norwegian Synod would have been strengthened in its stand and in sound confessionalism. The Wisconsin Synod's Union Committee recommended the following resolution. "Resolved, that with deepest sorrow, taking notice of the fact that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is causing divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which we have learned, we, in obedience to God's injunction to avoid such, declare the fellowship which we have had with said synod to be terminated." The Standing Committee on Church Union, of which Edmund Rhyme was secretary, declared in its preliminary report to the convention, "We have arrived at the firm conviction that because of the divisions and offenses that have been caused, and which until now have not been removed, further postponement of a decision would be a violation of the apostolic injunction of Romans 16:17. The Wisconsin Synod's 1955 Convention. The 1955 Convention of the Wisconsin Synod, meeting in Saginaw, Michigan, made a good beginning by unanimously passing the following statement. A church body which creates divisions and offenses by its official resolutions, policies, and practices not in accord with Scripture also becomes subject to the indictment of Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has, by its official resolutions, policies, and practices, created divisions and offenses both in her own body and in the entire synodical conference. Such divisions and offenses are of long standing. At this point, however, the convention decided to postpone action until 1956 for two reasons. Number one, this resolution has far-reaching spiritual consequences. Number two, this continues to heed the scriptural exhortations to patience and forbearance in love by giving the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod opportunity to express itself at its 1956 convention. The Northwestern Lutheran of September 4, 1955 reported that the preamble was unanimously adopted and that all were firmly convinced and fully agreed that the charge of unionism against the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was valid and that the Romans passage is applicable. The vote on postponement was 94-47, with 24 voting delegates and 19 advisory delegates recording their names in protest. Basic union broken. Many Wisconsin Synod members who later joined the Church of the Lutheran Confession were convinced that the Synod had made itself guilty of disobedience to the clear word of God. There were not many withdrawals from the Synod yet, but the basic unity within the Wisconsin Synod was broken at this point. The time had come for members of the Wisconsin Synod to take a stand, not only against the Missouri Synod, but against the majority in their own Synod, who had postponed action on separation until 1956. Pastor Winfried Schaller, Jr. of Cheyenne, Wyoming, later to become editor of the Lutheran Spokesman, had already submitted a protest to the 1955 convention against a Wisconsin Synod action taken in 1953. Several members of the floor committee at that convention that had proposed postponement stated, "We are of the conviction that the reasons stated for delay do not warrant postponement of action." Among these committee members was Paul F. Nolting, later to become longtime secretary of the Church of Lutheran Confession. Among the other voting delegates and advisory delegates who registered their protest against postponement were Egbert Ulrich, Edwin Schmelzer, Ivan Zarling, J.B. Earhart, Gerhard Pieper, William Wiedemeyer, Robert Dahmer, Paul G. Nolting, M.J. Witt, Egbert Schaller, Otto J. Eckert, Christian Albrecht, and Edmund Reim, all of whom later became involved in the formation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Arthur Voss of Thienfield Seminary also registered his protest, but died of a heart attack on October 19, 1955. His widow and sister later became members of the CLC congregation in Milwaukee. This article was written by David Lau, retired pastor and professor living in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.